I'm talking to a gentleman that's clammed in Long Cove.
Born in Belfast?
East Belfast.
About what?
So I've been there about 91 years.
Wow.
Good Lord. Okay, so you know what? You've been around a few clams.
So is your name Lloyd?
That's it.
We're here at the Sears Island meeting in Searsport. And can you tell me something about clamming in the Long Cove area?
In the 50s, there's a good seeding of clams in Long Cove. It covers it in good shape. And I discovered that, and I live just about 10 minutes walk from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been worm digging, but I got tired of that, and I decided to dig clams. And I used to dig 4 bushels a day there.
Is that right? So you got pretty strong back and shoulders after a while.
So I had a 42 Buick, and I parked it right down there by the old road corner, and there was a Y in there, so I had a good chance to park off the highway and put up a sign on both ends of the car and sold clams.
Huh. Well, you know, I was reading some report from 1967 about the clams. They had a big federal meeting about the chicken feathers and all that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they said that Stockton Harbor and Searsport is the richest clam area in the whole bay.
Oh, it was for a while. And
you think the causeway made a difference?
Yes, it did. Yeah, the causeway did make a difference.
Yeah.
It should be done away with, or partially in a way, and put a bridge over it so the tides could come in and the way it used to.
Now, a young guy that was clamming there used to, he called it a feed line, that water flushed around the island, went down through and across the bar and all that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
So some kind of large culverts or a bridge?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
Well, so that way vehicles can still get across.
Yes.
I bet it'd be good kayak. I've noticed sometimes the tide's higher on one side of the causeway than the other.
That's why there was a current across the bow when the tide came in.
That must have been a lot of water moving across there.
Oh, definitely.
It might have been just 6 or 10 feet deep, but you can move a lot of water 6 feet deep.
Oh, it certainly can.
Excuse
me.
Now,
so I made $80 a day during that climbing period, and that was good money for those days.
Oh yeah. Now what years are we talking about?
50s and 60s. I did well in worm digging too. I made $40 a day. Dug both tides on a blood worming.
Oh, is that right? So you're blood worming and clamming, just as the... Now, did you ever find blood worms, or there's another kind of worm too, right?
Sand worms.
Did you ever find them around mussel beds?
Not too much, no.
I knew a fellow, he said he could get those sandworms around the edges of mussel beds sometimes.
Well, I never went at it very seriously. They had to have long tines, holes, and mm-hmm. dig quite deep for sandworms. And I never found any amount to make it worthwhile.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just travel around. But me and another fellow, Stanley Roberts, we used to travel around during the women.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't find them in Long Cove, we traveled up and down the coast to find them. We found them pretty well above the bridge in Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
A big cove up in there on the river. And there's quite a lot of mudflats. We did well there.